Opponents of the move of highly radioactive liquid waste from the Canadian Nuclear Center in Chalk River, Ontario, to an American nuclear center in Savannah River, South Carolina, say the $60 million project is wrong in so many ways. The waste is being shipped back as part of a federal program to retrieve American nuclear materials and then for reprocessing in South Carolina. Opponents say it's a jobs program to keep part of the Southern Nuclear Center operating. Local environmentalist Linda Schneekloth says there's a much safer alternative, which has been used before.
They can actually solidify it or concretize it up in Chalk River, and then they can ship it in a much safer form. If they ship it as a liquid form, that has never been done. The caskets were not designed for liquid, and it doesn't have to happen. So why would you endanger water supplies and people by shipping something that doesn't have to be shipped?
Solidification is what happened with much of the high-level nuclear waste in the reprocessing plant in West Valley, which was turned into giant glass logs for storage and shipping. Because of federal secrecy rules, it's not clear if the material would come across the Peace Bridge or on one of the other possible routes, but there is believed to have been a nuclear shipment across the Peace Bridge about a year ago. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.